We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
Tillamook pepperoni sticks.
I don't think a lot of punk songs that are 1 minute and 32 seconds anymore, do they? Or is it just a crotchety old man thing to say?
These punk songs are too long nowadays. Or were they too short then?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Oh, Jesus Christ. I did not mean to do that. I don't want to connect the device. I don't want to do anything. Thank you.
I don't want to do anything either.
Mm-mm. We'll shut that off. This is a professional setting where
That's
professional
right.
things get discussed.
And professionals eat Tillamook pepperoni.
This week's episode of the Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout for June 24, 2018 is brought to you by Tillamook Country Smoker Pepperoni Smoked Meat Stick.
Mm-hmm. With colored casing.
Yeah. Why don't you describe what you're tasting right now?
Mm.
And be as descriptive as you possibly can.
Mm. I'm tasting heaven and perfection and 170 calories and some paprika.
All right.
It's pretty good.
It really is. There's only 710 milligrams of sodium in this, so... If there's anybody who's looking for an uptick in their sodium intake,
you can have three of these a day.
Yeah, it gets you to 90%.
That does seem like a lot of salt, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it's only 30% of a 2,000 calorie diet.
That's pretty good.
Mm. Mm.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
10 grams of protein, so it's really good for you.
Yep. It's good until 2019.
Garlic powder. Spice extractives.
Spice extractives.
Sugar. MSG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's like a banana. It's nature's most perfect food.
It's like a banana.
Mm-hmm. Just ask Kirk Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
He loves those bananas.
He sure does.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I'm trying to chew my way through it so I can talk, but it's like a piece of gum.
Savor it. Yeah, you can blow a bubble with it if you chew it long enough.
Awesome, so...
Bubble meat, yes.
So, what's going on in your world?
I mean, lots of moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
I hear.
You did most of it.
Mm-hmm. It's moving.
Did you enjoy that, Stocky?
I did. I like moving stuff, living heavy objects. Especially into box vans.
Well, beats a pickup, yeah.
It does.
I can't thank you enough for your help.
That's easy peasy.
Ah, sweet little fellow.
Uh-huh. All right, well, we're talking about this week on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking 2018 budget. I wish I had a MIDI machine, because that's where I do the little... Sorry, fiscal year 2019.
I'll get one.
What would you say is a... the number that pops into your head when you think City of Billings, what a total number is for the city budget? What pops into your head?
$320 million.
Bingo.
Are you kidding me?
The original proposal was $314,826,879.
I may have read that somewhere a long time ago, but that was totally a guess.
I like it.
Thanks.
The final budget is $319,969,879.
That's not bad.
Bingo. Bam.
Mm.
And with the total transfers of $35,650,970 from previous year's budget. What does that include, you ask? Oh, so many things.
Hey, you beat me to it.
All right. What do you think it includes? Tell us what it includes.
I was just going to ask.
Well,
Some of them is city administrator, parks and recreation, public lands, non-departmental, city contingency, or council contingency are some of the changes to the proposed budget. But it involves a lot of things, you know, from water to wastewater, solid waste, airport, transit, parking, you name it.
Parks.
Parks.
Admin.
Admin.
Is like police and firefighter, like benefits in there?
Is that a that's a completely separate issue, right? That's what they're actually discussing on this as well.
Yeah,
the 2018 contract negotiations, but it's in the budget itself, I believe. Yes.
Okay.
So that's part of the jam-packed agenda at the old city council this week.
It's a four-page agenda.
It's a four-page agenda. There's a lot of blue. There's a lot of links.
Yeah.
Anything jump out at you?
Mm.
Other than budget or the start to deal with the union people at the city police and firefighters?
I got a little bogged down in the budget, and I kind of glazed over. I'm not going to lie to you. But good news, I think. Oh, I got a DJR horn sound effect loading up on my phone.
Finally, our life is complete.
I have terrible service down here, so.
Well, it's a tiny house. It's made of, I don't know what that means. It's
Faraday cage.
Yep.
Yeah, these things happen. Mm-hmm. No worries. And I'm trying to dig out the agenda, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll figure it out.
Sure can. What else in the packet is there's a 2018 contract negotiations between Local 521, International Association of Firefighters, and Montana Public Employees Association, the Billings Police Unit.
So, those are still in negotiations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does not include the employees at the airport.
Really?
Completely separate.
Are they still union?
Maybe.
Huh. Well.
Maybe they're FAA. Homeland Security?
Could be.
Would that be Homeland Security?
Maybe both.
That's a good question.
Here we are, asking all the important questions.
Anybody know the answer to that question?
Hey.
There's no one here.
If you do know, email us, thefridaypacket at gmail.com. That's the second time we've remembered to say that.
What is that again?
Thefridaypacket at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get, or somebody in our admin will get back to you in a very timely manner.
One of our staff members.
Yep. Perfect. Why is that so funny?
I'm going to keep that queued up just in case. Sorry.
So there's quite a few people that are involved with, obviously, with the union negotiations. What they're asking for, contract changes, is a 2.9% cost of living adjustment, or a COLA, if you will.
Ooh.
The first 3 years of the contract, a wage reopener only in years 4 and 5. What is a wage reopener? Is that just a wage adjustment to go with cost of living, you think?
I have absolutely no idea. I will research that.
Okay. A fire marshal promotional requirement changed from 6 months to 5 years of service in fire prevention. That seems like a good thing.
Yeah.
More experience. Assistant fire marshal promotional requirement changed from 6 months to 3 years of service in fire prevention. And deputy fire marshals may advance to step G. And what step G is? Oh, boy.
I think that's just a board game thing, isn't it?
It is. It's the game of life. So if you go up to step G, which means good, you're doing well in the game.
I was wondering what that stood for.
Yeah. It's like pass and go in Monopoly. You get like $250 or something.
Stating the time or the circumstances under which negotiations can be requested prior to the expiration of the contract. So a wage reopener is you have a contract for, say, 10 years, but you can renegotiate after 4, before your contract's over.
I gotcha.
Thank you, audience member. Who?
You're welcome.
That was from the studio audience.
It was.
And the research department.
We have a heavy noise gate on the mixer, so you can't hear them.
Oh, we're so good at sound.
We are.
And You are.
I kind of understand what's going on.
I have to tell you, it's too loud.
It hurts my ears.
Turn it down, please.
Turn it down. Oh. What other contract changes? Non-exempt uniform day personnel. Personal? I can't read.
Non-exempt uniform day personnel allowed to accrue compensatory time increased from 40 to 80 hours maximum.
There's a lot of words in there.
Yeah, that's a little above my pay grade.
It is. So you get a uniform allowance increased from $375 to $450.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that
might be a sticking point right there. Mm.
There's that agenda. Mm-hmm. Five pages.
Jeez. So that's going to be a long one.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a regular or a work session? It's a regular.
It is a regular, yeah.
So it starts at 6:30.
Yep, 6:30.
Or not City Hall. It's City Hall.
Mm-hmm. In the council chambers /
second floor.
Courtroom.
Yep. Organizational change training, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. You may be asking yourself, what employee groups does this union represent? Police officers and detectives? And they reiterate that they do not represent or report police officers for a second time.
Yeah.
So that's the Billings Police Unit.
So sergeant and up.
Yep, and there's a lot of management team members and union team members. So there's a lot that goes into union negotiations with the city and fire and police, for sure.
They can be contentious.
They can be.
From what I understand, I've never been in on them, but I've spoken with a few people who have, and it's kind of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a breakup conversation with somebody in high school.
Yep. So it's an interest-based bargaining. What mm-hmm. they do, each team identifies issues, discusses options, and finds solution without any written proposals. Met every Wednesday from April 25th. So they started on Wednesday, April 25th, like I just read. Jesus.
Come on, you're fine. I love it.
Yeah. So these negotiations have been going on for quite a while. So they don't just set an agenda item and then start discussing them. So city leaders have been discussing with them for quite a while.
Hmm.
And by my account, it's been 2 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for keeping track of that for us.
You're welcome. I do what I can.
Consent agenda is going to be kind of a pain in the ass, I think.
Yeah. Do you think they'll bring up the old evidence problems they were having down there in the locker room? You think that'll be part of the negotiations?
I imagine there will be a question or two asked.
I would think so.
Yeah.
That's kind of blown over. No pun intended. Hi-yo. All right. What else? So there's that big one. The other big one was what happened to Denise Joy this week, or 2 weeks ago.
Two weekends ago.
Her father was carjacked and murdered.
Yeah.
On 13th and... Was it Lewis by Lisa Clark School?
That's where they responded to.
Yeah.
It started at the post office on 15th and Broadwater.
Gotcha. It's a horrible story.
Yeah. Absolutely awful.
Yeah. But she still showed up to a council meeting that night.
Yeah.
And voted. And she was a part of the whole thing.
She's tough.
She's a tough lady.
Yep.
So do you have time to send condolences or anything like that? Please do.
Yeah. It's just, it's awful. And the dude was just passing through town trying to steal a car to get to, like, South Carolina or something like that.
Yeah.
And just went horribly awry.
It did. Just with a knife, too. Ugh. Awful. Just a horrible way to go.
Can't imagine.
Travesty.
Nope.
Moving on from that, Western Bar was sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a development, well, not a development group. They own an electrical servicing company in Denver.
Yeah, who was that? It's like some lighting thing, right?
Yeah, I got their names, Jack English and Jeff Payne. They're out of Denver, and they bought the Western Bar for $300,000.
Pretty good deal.
I think they got a really good screaming deal, one of the older buildings in Billings.
It's going to be a lot of work.
It will be. They're turning them into apartments.
Mm-hmm. Affordable, right?
I'm guessing really affordable apartments.
I wonder if it's going to be Section 8.
It could be.
I hope so. You know the waiting list for Section 8 housing?
Yeah. It's pretty extensive.
7 years.
Yep.
In Billings right now.
Yep.
That seems like a long time to sit near U-Haul.
It sure does. There's got to be a way to expedite that process, you would think.
Yeah, you'd think so. I'm sure Dr. Ben Carson's on it.
I think he is. But they give a... Yeah, that's a wormhole to go down right there.
let's stay away from that.
If you want to hear a good thing on Section 8 housing, if you're looking to get some information on the media, did a 4-part series called Poverty... what is it? Busting Poverty Myths, and Section 8 is in there.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 4-part series that just debunks all those myths of, you know, poor people are lazy.
Yeah. Welfare queens.
Yeah. That whole thing.
Ugh.
It's really informative and enlightening, honestly.
Yeah. That's important.
It is. It's to have a good, honest discussion about it and not one side go to their corner and the other side go to their corner and we're right, you're wrong. Nothing gets accomplished.
Yeah.
And have hard, like one of the main themes of it was having a good, honest, hard discussion about why we don't think these people deserve that. They, you know, you don't think of the mortgage interest deduction on your taxes as, you know, some sort of welfare. You don't think of Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare as, you know, anything like that. But yeah, it just makes you have those discussions of why you don't think these people deserve.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's just maddening. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point, Stocky. I'm going to have a little 10 high, too.
So, on the media. Go listen to that 4-part series. It's really well done.
That's a good podcast.
It really is. What else? The rain. Am I right? Oh, my God. It's raining.
We need the moisture.
We need the moisture so bad.
Oh, man. There's another.
It's like Minnesota here. It's so muggy.
Yeah.
Muggy, muggy.
And green.
A lot of green.
And the river's just ripping right now.
Just roaring down there.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. You think it's just going to dry up and just get really hot really suddenly?
Oh, it always does. It took like 3 days last year. And then the first fire started.
I think Colorado's already... Well, Southern Colorado's been on fire for a while. And I don't think California ever stopped being on fire.
No, I think it burned all year.
Yeah. Which is not good.
Mm-hmm. There's an annexation on the agenda.
Nice. Did we discuss Kevin Inflin being announced assistant city manager?
I think we talked about it a tiny bit last podcast. Yeah, he was captain of the police department, as it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a cool move.
It is.
Usually those fellas just stick around in the police department until the fat lady sings, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So he's moving up there. The search goes on for a second time for a new city administrator.
Now, is Bruce is no longer... McCandless is no longer interim, is he?
I believe he's still the interim one. He's going to be there until they find the new guy.
So they are still looking... I figured they just poked him into that position and called it good.
Yeah, because they move Wyeth up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought in the assistant, Kevin Ifland. And they're doing a second search because Boynton from Great Falls declined to take the job due to pay concerns.
Couldn't quite come together.
No.
Mayor Hanel did not want to...
did not want to meet halfway. He decided that $150,000 a year for him was the only... Or $155,000, was it? Mm-hmm. That was going to be the max the city was going to pay out. Even though, you know, city managers from across the state, take Bozeman, for example, $170,000 a year.
Plus,
in their compensation plan, it gets them to about around $200,000 a year.
Yeah. Car allowance, moving costs. Mm-hmm.
A lot of moving costs.
Crazy.
And I think he was up in the 170 range. So, you know, it's kind of a happy medium, in my opinion, but no one wanted to come down and meet him halfway, so.
And Tina was at, like, 130, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. For until like 8 months before she retired.
Right, and I believe she didn't take any pay increases because of the recession.
Yeah.
And she kept, you know, that steady wage. And I think it's a perfectly reasonable request for if you're going to run the or be a part of running the entire city.
That's a big ass job, man.
It's a big ass job, especially in the biggest ass city in Montana.
Yes. Of all the ass cities in Montana.
Billings is the biggest ass city.
I mean, really, in the tri-state area, and I don't even know which three states, but just pick two others. And
Saskatchewan, Moose Jaw, and Fernie.
There it is.
Bingo. Nailed it.
Oh, man. My friends, James and Emily.
Are they in New Mexico yet?
They called it.
They called it?
They called it 2 days ago.
Oh, boy.
Around Bannock, Montana.
Okay.
I think they put in 700 miles.
In how many days?
I don't know. You know, a few. They took a couple of rest days. Like, they got to Helena, and it was just raining like a bastard or something. So they hung out there for a little while. Mm-hmm. And it just, you get beat up. Sure. And that was their first shot at a bike tour. I guess, how about some backstory? You and I know what I'm talking about. Does anybody else?
I have a question. What are you guys talking about?
Oh. Thank you, listener.
I didn't know we were taking calls.
We are.
Cool.
The lines are just lighting up.
Yeah, they are. So, yeah, they started in Banff, Alberta, right? Mm-hmm. Alberta? Probably.
Yes.
I think so.
It's not Nova Scotia.
No, and that's spelled Banff if you want to look it up. Beautiful town. And they were going to see how much of the Great Divide Trail they could ride, mm-hmm. Which starts in Banff and ends at Antelope Wells or Antelope Springs, New Mexico, which is right on the border with Mexico.
Okay.
And it's a pretty continuous trail. It's either a trail or like a dirt road from Banff to Mexico. Mm-hmm. I think it's 2,700 miles. And they took a big old bite out of it.
Yeah.
And it was their first time ever attempting anything remotely resembling a bike tour.
Awesome.
They did a lot of research, and they rode their little butts off and called it, you know, a couple of injuries, couple of extra big blisters, and mm-hmm. lots and lots of rain while they were riding. So they're pretty much wet the entire time, which is not pleasant.
It can't be.
But they gave her a hell of a shot.
Nice, 700 miles.
I admire them.
Good.
I'm
going to
look that one up, yeah. So, yeah, good for them, man. They did a hell of a lot more than I did.
Mm-hmm. What else was going on?
Nothing.
Old DT Jr. was in town, talking to people.
God, he was, wasn't he?
The candidates thing.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm, that happened.
That happened. Stumping for Republicans down at the convention center, I believe.
It's not even hunting season.
No. No, it's not.
Well,
it depends which ranch you're on, I guess.
Here's the DT Jr.
DT Jr. I just read that Ed Kimmick's site, Last Best News, is shutting down.
Yeah, what the heck's going on with that, man?
Apparently he's going to pursue... apparently he's going to pursue passion projects, I guess. That's kind of a sad thing.
That is a bummer.
I hate to see that go.
He broke some good news, man.
He sure did.
The Gazette followed him sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he was hoping to have someone pick up the torch. And I read the article and immediately forgot all of it, as I can tell.
Yeah. How's your attention today?
My attention is, it's all right. My eyes stopped twitching, which is nice.
That is good.
I don't want to get nervous or, not nervous, but... I got a lot going on. It does that weird little thing.
Yeah. Well, dude, you're preaching to the choir. Exact same thing.
Yep. So that's fun. That stopped.
Yeah.
What else?
You know what helps that?
Weed?
Tillamook Country Smoker pepperoni sticks with colored casing.
Yep.
Basically salt.
It really does help.
Love these salt rods. I brought us cowtails for dessert, too. From
this is dinner.
Yep, these are made by Goetze. Goetze.
Are cowtails an exclusive thing to Montana, or is that a nationwide thing? You think?
I think they're pretty nationwide. They're made in Baltimore,
Maryland.
Yep, pretty crazy. Yeah,
he's also from Maryland.
What,
Matt Rosendale?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, he's a real Montanan, Starkey. I saw it on an ad.
They're hammering him pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I have no stance.
He seems like a man with on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's getting after it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he shot down all the drones yet.
I'm sure he's figuring it out.
Remember that ad he had?
Oh, shoot down the drone? Or
just, yeah. I'm Matt Rosendale, and this is what I think of a government drone. And then he, like, there's, like, footage of him from the air, and he's, like, pointing the rifle at it. Shoots it, and it goes staticky.
Oh, bummer. I like the one where he's not sent to Washington to bring home the bacon, but to slaughter the whole hog.
Oh, yeah.
That one made me laugh out loud. It was good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good. That hog is dead.
Take that, hog.
You think you'll be able to slaughter the entire hog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Those dudes from Maryland are good at it.
What do you think his favorite cut off the hog would be? Pork chop, loin?
Hmm.
Bacon, side pork?
Ear.
Ear? Rawhide? I don't know.
The hock.
Hock?
Just the foot in a jar of pickle juice for 3 years.
All right.
It's good.
Maybe he's making a soup or a stock?
Yeah, maybe he likes some head cheese.
Hmm. My grandpa loved head cheese.
Oh, it's the gnarliest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yep, and he didn't tell me what it was when we first had it. He was just cooking it in the kitchen. He's like, you're going to have some of this, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until you eat it. I went, okay. And I ate it, and he's like, you just ate some cow brains. Like, awesome. Thanks, Grandpa.
Delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never tasted it, but I've seen it. And
it's cut with a lot of things.
Yeah. There's a lot of
pork fat. And
Like these pepperoni sticks.
Oh, man.
That's just good, though. Mmm. Just uncontrollable.
Yeah. These taste really good, like in the backcountry.
Mm-hmm.
When you're backpacking.
Mm-hmm.
You pull one of these out. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like heaven.
Yeah. I do actually sometimes run out of salt when I sweat super hard. I actually do kind of have to eat crap like that. Or a sack of potato chips or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You should see my mountain bike helmet straps. They're like, they stand up on their own. It's disgusting.
Oh, man. What else? What should we, else should we talk about?
What was your favorite podcast you listened to this week, Stocky?
Favorite podcast this week. We haven't done one of those in a while. And I already forgot it. Because he put me on the spot. It's just like tests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I look at it.
I'm like, yeah, I don't remember.
I'm going to say this. And then I immediately forget it.
I'm going to chop one of these up and put it on a pizza sometime. I bet that's good. Just julienne it. Nice thin strips of pepperoni on there.
Like a calzone?
Yep. What the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, calzone boy, how's it going? Great za, huh, bro?
God. That's a wonderful show.
One I've been... I'm going to go with... Revisionist History with Malcolm Gladwell. He's put out another season. And my particular episode he came out with was this, I think it's called Burden of Proof. There's a couple ones I kind of go back and forth with, the Free Brian Williams one.
Yeah.
People just give Brian Williams all sorts of shit about not being able to remember the exact details of stuff.
Yeah.
When the average person can't do that. You know, the exact time, where were you?
Yep.
All that sort of. But Burden of Proof is about... concussions in the NFL, and you know, how many times is it going to take for when someone is killing themselves from repeated brain injuries?
Yeah, or others.
Yeah, I don't know if you're. Would you be able to ever stop the sport from existing? Do you think that's the ultimate end goal? You got to let people choose what they want to choose. It's a. He brings up some pretty. You know, good points, and I don't know, I struggle with it, because I like watching football, and feel that people should have, you know, the freedom to make that decision on their own volition, but you gotta weigh all the options.
That's tough, man.
Mm-hmm.
If they're, you know, committing suicide due to it, or killing their family and then committing suicide due to it,
mm-hmm.
God, what the hell do you do about that? Flag football, Stocky.
Flag football?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go with Ultimate Frisbee.
Good call. Better? Yeah. Ultimates. I don't know. I've never played it. Yeah, looks fun.
Looks like a lot of running.
I'm so terrible at throwing a frisbee. Mm-hmm. You've seen it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, gone firsthand.
Just as bad as you are.
Oh, that was fun, though.
Yeah. What'd you listen to that you liked?
Well,
or listen to on the reg?
I've been listening to Left, Right, and Center a lot from KCRW.
Okay.
Right? KCRW, I think. What they call it, your antidote to, like, the self-contained opinion bubbles or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's hosted by a dude, okay. And it's an hour long.
The dude? Or a dude?
Yeah, pick it. It's fine. But he's just kind of the question asker guy.
Okay.
And then he has a kind of a left leaning person on and a right leaning person on, and then a special guest. Mm-hmm. And so that's theoretically left, right, and center. Although the special guest and the host aren't necessarily always centrist on it, but the host, God, I wish I could remember his name. But it's always, Rich Lowry from the National Review.
Okay.
Is the right-leaning dude. Mm-hmm. That guy's got a head on his shoulders, man. He's damn smart.
Yeah.
And he is right-leaning, National Review style.
Okay.
But he certainly doesn't just speak
aggressively.
Yeah.
He's got...
And he doesn't agree with everything that the right does all the time. And he's very well-spoken. I think he's the editor of the National Review, is he?
I'll be goddamn.
But it's really good, and it's an hour long, and, you know, you can hear stuff from both sides and agree and disagree all day long, but it's very informative, mm-hmm. And it also kind of does away with, like, the little panic that you get from other news sources.
It can happen.
There's a little less...
they're trying to sell you something, it's more they're
yeah.
just trying to inform you.
Mm-hmm. They're just kind of discussing it, It's, you know, a couple of... Or three really, really educated people talking about how they feel about the current stuff. Mm-hmm. And everything's been, you know, the family separation stuff lately. But, you know, it's pretty damn good. I'd highly recommend it.
All right.
And Car Talk. Okay. Listen to Car Talk every single week. It's so good.
I like it.
And
that would be Skip and...
Tom and Ray Maliazzi. Are you click and clack? Don't you... Come on. Have some reverence. Tom is dead.
He's so dead.
It's the best of Car Talk. He died like 4 years ago. But he's a wonderful man, and they're so nice. Mm-hmm. And they're funny. And that's also a good antidote to all the horrible shit in the news, too. So
yeah. What podcast do you use to escape? That's a good one.
Yeah. It's...
I don't know if you can escape anything, though, anymore.
No.
Can you?
I do Doug Loves Movies quite a bit, because, you know, it's pretty just, they just talk about movies. They don't care about anything else.
I noticed I just don't escape. I just,
yeah.
Well, Hi-Fi Nation.
There's no escape.
Hi-Fi Nation, spelled H-I-P-H-I Nation.
Oh.
It's my good old college try at trying to figure out philosophy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's it's a slow process, but it's a... the one that I found that does the best. It's a professor out of, I believe he's out of Vassar.
Cool.
He does a pretty good job of trying to layman's terms philosophy to you, which can seem overwhelming at times.
Yeah, no kidding. You ever listen to Philosophy Talk on NPR?
I have before.
It's the nerdiest thing.
It really is.
I love those guys. Man, they get a kick out of themselves.
Insult your intelligence.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. I also do Boogie Monster, too, to escape.
Kyle and Dave.
Yeah, Kyle gets a little salty sometimes and talks about how he gets off the road. I've been on the road for 5 weeks. I just wanna ride my mountain bike and drive my little toy cars. I'm not looking at the news. Pretty sure he and I are the same person.
Nice.
Because he's short. And
sure,
I like RC cars too.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. What you got up going on this week? Downtown has got another Live After Five. Who's the guest?
Bucky Beaver.
Bucky Beaver and those Ground Grippers.
That's right, at Hooligans.
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 Hooligans. Is that a cool photo or a sign today. It spelled hooligans with a U.
Yeah. H-U-L-L-I-G-A-N-S.
Yep, someone came down and corrected it for him, too.
Property of hooligans.
Hooligans. Hooligans.
Hooligans.
Oh, man. Anything excited happened downtown? Excited. Exciting?
No. Not really.
Nothing at all.
Same old stuff. There's a kind of a scourge of hand sanitizer drinking going on lately.
Hand sanitizer drinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
The addicted folks will steal some hand sanitizer, cut it about 50% with water, and put it down.
Yikes.
Does the trick. That's sad.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I'm not a big fan of that.
No, I wouldn't be either.
Poor guys.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Oofta.
It seems like, I don't know. It just seems like quitting drinking would be easier than that.
Yeah.
But I have no frame of reference for that kind of thing, and I don't pretend to, and I'm not an addictions counselor, so.
No. Seems like we need more of those downtown. They seem to be working out pretty well, the one that is down there.
Yeah, he's good. We should have him in.
Josiah?
Yep. We'll have to, hide our Charleston chews and stuff, though, you know.
He isn't like Charleston chews?
I'm just joking.
He's going to attack us.
He'll attack us.
Okay.
He's such a badass dude.
Nice.
He's fantastic. If you ever see him down there, just give him a big old high five or a hug or whatever. His Josiah Hugs. I call him Mo Thugs.
Mo Thugs.
Mo Thugs. He calls me Joe Murda. That's pretty good.
Nice.
Or Baby Bubba.
Baby Bubba.
Yeah, he's a good man. What you got planned this week?
I'm going to be working on stuff.
Construction?
Construction and stuff. Older sister had another kid this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That keeps happening.
Yep. So, got a nephew and a niece now.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. I forget, survived. It was in the NICU for a couple days with a lung infection, but it seems to be on the mend and is at home right now.
That's awesome.
So, that's exciting. She's happy.
First few days can be kind of scary.
They can be, especially at her age as well.
Yeah.
She didn't think she was going to be able to have kids, and now she is. Irish twins, basically. A boy and a girl.
Oh, God. I've got some good jokes to tell you when we stop this.
Okay.
I'm not going to. No.
We can keep going.
Absolutely not.
We don't want to offend the Irish.
No. No, I'm not going to go down there.
No, it wouldn't be the end of the month yet this week.
Yeah, it's coming up, though.
Yep.
4th of July, Stocky.
4th of July.
We going to do a Independence Day special?
I'm going to Idaho, I believe.
Okay, well, I'll do one then.
You can. I'll just give you the keys and you can come in here and light fireworks off.
Okay, sounds good.
Whatever you want to.
What are you going
to
do in Idaho?
Marky's got some friends out there. I think we're going to hang out and...
Party.
Party, party. Yep, just like that. Just like that. Just like that.
That's pretty crazy. How long are you going to be out there?
I don't know. Sort of play it by ear.
Awesome.
I'm not too worried about it, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's all right. It's okay to have some just unplanned time.
I think we did it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what we did, but we did it. City Council tomorrow, Monday, City Hall.
Watch it.
6:30.
Join a board.
Stream it on Community 7. Questions or comments, what should they do?
Probably email us.
Okay, at?
TheFridayPacket@gmail.com.
Dig it.
Yeah.
All right, well. I'll see you next week.
And one more.
Oh, one more.
Thanks to our corrections department.
Thank you.
Anonymous listener who got a hold of us and told us a little bit more in detail about the city administrator job and how all that worked.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. And please keep coming in.
Yep.
Any questions or comments or if you notice something that we got completely wrong, let us know.
Most of everything.
And we will thank you on the air with a fake name.
Yep.
And we'll send you some merch.
We have merch?
I'll just buy some more pepperoni sticks.
Officially licensed pepperoni stick?
Yeah, I'll just email it to you.
I haven't had my cowtail yet.
No, it's exciting.
I'll save that for the off the air because save people the gagging sounds.
Just
All right, see you next time.